每早晨，这都是新的。神的诚实极其广大。亲爱的听友，弟兄姊妹，早安。你现在收听到的是中英文双语灵修每日隽语。
8月6日，人类之病。你当留一命于你的家。列王记下20章1节。人因拒绝神的拯救而责备自己。在爱和怜悯中，神向人们提供了一条逃脱的路，一条救恩的道路，一种对美好事物的希望和期待。人在盲目、愚蠢、固执、自我中心、对最终之乐的热爱中，拒绝神所提供给我们的那逃脱被永远放逐之痛苦的简单方法。假设你病了，叫一位医生来为你看病并开出药方，但是你思考了一下之后，决定无视他的建议，也拒绝吃药。几天后，当这位医生再来的时候，他会发现你的病情变得更糟了。你能责备这位医生吗？你能把这归咎于他吗？他给了你药方，他给了你治疗的方法，但是你拒绝了。同样的，神为人类的弊病给出了治疗方法，这方法就是人对耶稣基督的信靠和委身，这方法就是重生。如果我们故意拒绝，就必须忍受这样做的后果，而不能责怪神。我们拒绝救治，难道是神的错吗？我们来一起祷告。主耶稣，当你坐下看向耶路撒冷时，你哭了，为着那些还没有接受你的救治而重生的人，求你也给我这样的怜悯吧。奉主耶稣基督的圣名，阿们。
你现在收听到的是中英文双语灵修每日隽语。
August 6th, Ills of the Human Race. Set thy house in order, 2 Kings 21.Man condemns himself by his refusal of God's way of salvation. In love and mercy, God is offering to men and women a way of escape, a way of salvation, a hope and anticipation of better things. Man, in his blindness, stupidity, stubbornness, egotism, and love of sinful pleasure,refuses God's simple method of escaping the pangs of eternal banishment. Suppose you were sick and called a doctor who came and gave you a prescription, but after thinking it over, you decided to ignore his advice and to refuse the medicine. When he returned a few days later, he might have found your condition much worse. Could you blame the doctor? Could you hold him responsible? He gave you the prescription.He prescribed the remedy, but you refused it. Just so, God prescribes the remedy for the ills of the human race. That remedy is personal faith in and commitment to Jesus Christ. The remedy is to be born again. If we deliberately refuse it, then we must suffer the consequences, and we cannot blame God. Is it God's fault that we refuse the remedy? Let us pray. Lord Jesus, as you sat looking over Jerusalem, you wept. Give me the same compassion for those who have not accepted your remedy and been born again. In your name, amen.